Nate Silver just came out with a pretty bombshell report suggesting that it is almost guaranteed that the U.S. polling data is incorrect. In fact, he argues the probability that the U.S. election polling data is correct is less than 1 in 9 trillion. Now, he is using a data model validation technique that if you're a data scientist and you're running some fairly complicated models with weightings and different like covariates and structures, this is really good practice. Now, there have been thousands of U.S. election polls in the United States, and they tend to have a margin of error of around like plus or minus 3 or 4 percentage points. But because this is essentially a one-to-one matchup, being plus or minus 3 points means that it should be a 6 percentage point gap between the two candidates. Right, so if they're actually tied, but you get a plus 3 errors for, say, like Kamala Harris, that takes away 3 from Donald Trump, and so the gap should be about 6. So when you think about a polling's margin of error or a confidence interval when you're doing a statistical model, is that under repeated sampling, so if you repeat this experiment or if you repeat these polls and these surveys like over and over again, you should get a distribution of results that covers the span of this margin of error. So if the race was tied, you should get polls that are effectively normally distributed around a 0 gap, but where there are outliers of plus 3, minus 3. And what Nate showed was if given the sample sizes of these polls, we should have seen no more than 55% of the polls being within 2.5 percentage points if the race was actually tied. So if the race was tied, we would expect to see the maximum number of close polls, right? So we don't even have to worry about the fact of the cases where they're not tied. But if the case was tied, we should see no more than 55% of the polls being within 2.5%. But in reality, we're seeing more than 80% of the polls that are being within plus or minus 2.5 percentage points. And given the number of polls and the sample size of these polls, Nate estimates the probability of this happening by random chance alone would be only 1 in 9.5 trillion. So the problem here is that it's really easy to lie with statistics. And this comes up with data scientists all the time when we're dealing with our stakeholders that basically want to hear the results that they want to hear. So these pollsters are going out and they're surveying people, but then they apply weights. And the weights are determined via a likely voter model that they have complete control over. So if they get a result that should be a normal outlier in random sampling that says, you know, Harris is up plus 4 or Trump is up plus 4, they will put their finger on the scale and they'll adjust these likely voter models so that it comes out closer to plus 1, minus 1 in either direction. And so what we're seeing here is that the empirical distribution of polling results is not what we would expect based on characteristics of the normal distribution and of the surveys and the sample sizes. And that is a huge red flag that there's a problem with the polling.